Disc 2.
The whole day was spent in discussing, negotiating, signing, or canceling contracts, and the two overworked managers went to bed early without so much as casting a glance at Box 5 to see whether Monsieur de Bien and Monsieur Poligny were enjoying the performance. Next morning, the managers received a card of thanks from the ghost. Dear Mr. Manager, thanks. Charming evening. Da'e exquisite. Choruses want waking up. Carlotta, a splendid commonplace instrument. We'll write you soon for the 240,000 francs, or 233,424 francs, 70 centimes, to be correct. Monsieur de Bien and Poligny have sent me the 6,575 francs, 30 centimes, representing the first 10 days of my allowance for the current year. Their privileges finished on the evening of the 10th instant. Kind regards, O.G. On the other hand, there was a letter from Messieurs de Bien and Poligny. Gentlemen, we are much obliged for your kind thought of us, but you will easily understand that the prospect of again hearing Faust, pleasant though it is to ex-managers of the opera, cannot make us forget that we have no right to occupy Box 5 on the Grand Tier, which is the exclusive property of him of whom we spoke to you when we went through the memorandum book with you for the last time. See Clause 98, final paragraph. Accept, gentlemen, etc. Oh, those fellows are beginning to annoy me, shouted Firmin Richard, snatching up the letter. And that evening, Box 5 was sold. The next morning, Messieurs Richard and Moncharmin, on reaching their office, found an inspector's report relating to an incident that had happened the night before in Box 5. I give the essential part of the report. I was obliged to call in a municipal guard twice this evening to clear Box 5 on the Grand Tier, once at the beginning and once in the middle of the second act. The occupants, who arrived as the curtain rose on the second act, created a regular scandal by their laughter and their ridiculous observations. There were cries of hush all around them, and the whole house was beginning to protest when the box-keeper came to fetch me. I entered the box and said what I thought necessary. The people did not seem to me to be in their right mind, and they made stupid remarks. I said that if the noise was repeated, I should be compelled to clear the box. The moment I left, I heard the laughing again, with fresh protests from the house. I returned with a municipal guard, who turned them out. They protested, still laughing, saying that they would not go unless they had their money back. At last they became quiet, and I allowed them to enter the box again. The laughter at once recommenced, and this time I had them turned out definitely. Send for the inspector, said Richard to his secretary, who had already read the report and marked it with blue pencil. Monsieur Remy, the secretary, had foreseen the order and called the inspector at once.